Hey, greetings to you folks. John Vecchione from United Car Care coming to you with a great F&I tip, one that's going to help you perform a whole lot better when you're doing your product presentations. Let's take a good look because the topic of today is, I only have 15 minutes, make it work and make it count. So if I only have 15 minutes, let's talk about attention span. How are you communicating with your customers? Are you communicating with them visually? Are we communicating with them where they need to hear it? Are you communicating with their feeling? And how are you finding out who you're communicating with? Hey, a little bit deep for the coach this morning, but we're going to talk about how we can address one of these things and hit all of those areas at one time. So the question is, you know your products. You know the products and the features and benefits that you're presenting to. The unfortunate thing is the customer doesn't. See, they didn't come in. They did all the research before they got there, but they didn't research any of your product. They researched what they were going to buy vehicle-wise, price-wise, and everything else under the sun, right? Because we know the product. Because we know the features and benefits of the product, we've got to find the right way to communicate it with our customers so that we drive a lot of value in a short period of time. Does that make sense? So the guy in the back of the room, he's nodding along with the other nine people there. Thanks. Good. So when we talk about this, you got to ask yourself, am I being too verbal? See, if I'm being too verbal to somebody who needs to see something, I'm going to bore them. I'm going to put them to sleep. They're going to say, can we just hurry through this because I want to get out of here. You're going to get those kinds of responses. And if you're getting those kinds of responses, it's not because what you're saying doesn't have value. It's not that you're assisting yourself with everything available in your toolbox. We're going to talk about some of the tools that you do carry when you're doing selling. Or are you winging it? Are we just kind of talking and hoping that, you know, geez, the last five didn't take anything. I hope you do, so let me talk to you about all this. Some people we can talk to because some people want to hear about what we have to say. Other people want to see the benefits of what we have to offer, and other people yet need to feel good about the decisions that they're making. Are you getting the picture here, folks? So, how do you include your customer? Big question we got to ask. What have you discovered from your interview? Because we're going to use that information to make sure we include our customer. How do we use the information that we're getting there? And just because you understand it, don't assume that they understand anything. Because once you assume that your customer understands what you're talking about, you're assuming that the last finance and insurance manager, the last business manager that they were in front of did a good job. Folks, don't make that mistake. You start from scratch. You make sure your customer understands it. And you make sure at the end of the day they say, thank you. Nobody's ever explained it to me that way before. Let's flip the board there and talk about what we're going to talk about then. Hey, look at the coach. He's using a blackboard. Coach is using a visual aid. Because I know some of you out there are going to listen to what I have to say. Some of you out there are going to see what I have to say, and some of you out there are going to have to feel good about what I'm saying. Get the picture? Very good. Another nine people shaking their heads in the back of the room. Here we go. So, how do you use your visual aids? What I'm talking about here, folks, is the brochures. The brochures that are provided in your F&I office. How are you using them? And where are you directing your customer to high points of features and benefits based on their needs from what you discovered in that interview? How do you direct your customer to those features and benefits based on that information? So visual aids will help you become more efficient. Because remember, I told my customer when I met him in the meet and greet what I do, right? I assist with all your paperwork. I answer all your questions. I make sure I verify all the information. My process takes 30 to 35 minutes, 35 to 40, whatever your process takes. I need to become real efficient and effective when I'm doing it. So visual aids, brochures will allow me to do that. So I want to isolate the customer's needs so I can start to focus exactly how they would benefit from the product I'm offering them. And the visual aid is the brochure that helps me drive those points across. And then visual aids tell us about the company they're going to be doing business with, what the company does or what they've done, and how that will affect them when they take ownership of that. That's a great product presentation, folks. Practice it. Take time to focus on it. Make it part of your repertoire and your product presentation. By the way, your menu, aside from a compliance piece, is also a visual aid. So let's not hurry through some of this stuff. Let's make sure we do efficient product presentations so we can start to have the great success strategy that we strive for. But more importantly, so you can provide the service to those customers that they're going to need from the benefits of your product. That's a great F&I tip.